When a young novice passed the rice mill reciting Sun Siu's gatha, Hui Nen immediately knew these words lacked true insight. He went to the wall and asked a district officer there to write a poem of his own for him. The officer was surprised. How extraordinary! You are an illiterate and you want to compose a gatha. Whereupon Hui Nen said, if you seek supreme enlightenment, do not slight anyone. The lowest class may have great insights, and the highest class may commit foolish acts. In veneration, the officer wrote Hui Nen's gatha on the wall for him, next to Sun Siu's, which stated,
菩提本无树, Bodhi is fundamentally without any tree. 明镜亦非台, The mind is neither a stand, nor a mirror bright.本来无一物 Originally there was nothing 何处惹尘埃 Where can any dust alight?
So this poem actually is so beautiful that it tear apart Sun Siu's poem. Completely tear apart. Do you know why or not? Because Hui Nen has realized the true mind. So he said, Bodhi is not a tree. You know? So,what is Bodhi? It's an enlightenment, it's a wisdom, it's an insight, you know, that awaken to the direct seeing, the true mind. That's why the first stanza already tear apart the Sun Siu one. But at Theravada level, yes, this body is like a Bodhi tree. You can use it to cultivate, not wrong. But at the level of theenlightened being, Bodhi is not a tree. So how can Bodhi be a tree? Then, 明镜亦非台, tear apart from his belief that the mundane mind means the mind which is like a mirror bright on a stand, he thought that is the true mind. That is not the true mind. That is the mundane mind. That's why he said,明镜亦非台. So what he means is the mind, the true mind, is neither the mirror bright nor the stand. Understand not? Then he said the true mind has got nothing. 本来无一物，何处惹尘埃? Because if you don't hold on to any duality, because the nature is pure awareness nature. Understand not? No duality, nothing, no word.Then you go and create the duality, a word, dust. That's why that dust can alight on the mundane mind. But in the true mind, no dust can alight. Why? Because it's empty. There is nothing there. The meaning of emptiness in Heart Sutta, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. In true emptiness, all this don't exist.That's why Sun Siu, after he penetrated that, he can come out with his poem. So when you develop the awareness nature or awareness-based training to develop the ability to realize that true mind or your true essential nature, then you will understand all this. Then no more delusion. You see very clearly.Every moment, every instant. This and the created phenomenal world or existential world's reality, they are completely different. Understand not? One is the unconditioned, the other one is the conditioned. And you see them very clearly. And once you have that awakening, how can you be deluded by the phenomenal world? The phenomenal world is what they are. They have their own law. They have their own dhamma. They have their own duality.Their own law of karma, they recognize reality. Everything exists within the existential world. But within that nature, nothing. Understand not? That nothing is unborn. Understand not? Because it was there originally, original nature, the true nature. From there, the source, everything come to be. So to realize that is very important. So that you understand how originallythat source is, or the oneness nature, or the unconditioned they call it Nibbana or whatever. So that one is not an individual entity that belongs to somebody. That one is all Sammasambuddha, all the great being, they will realize that nature. But from there, everything arises. They only seize their mind through the realization of wisdom and go in. And not really a being went in. The mundane mind realizes itself and sees, then the thing just manifests and become what it is. Means return to the original nature, that true nature. And inside there is the unconditioned. You cannot describe, you cannot talk, you cannot use word to actually describe it. But the world one explanation. That's why the Buddha and the same with J. Krishnamurti, he always talk in the negation. In the negation. Yeah. What that thing is not. Yeah, you cannot talk about that thing. That thing is nothing to do with the conditioned world. Yeah. That's why he always say in the negation. Yeah. So he never try to use any word to describe. Because you cannot describe. Anything you describe is not the thing. Just like the Tao. Tao ke Tao. Fei chang Tao. Means the Tao that can be spoken or described is not the true Tao. That's all. The Tao is that thing. The original Tao, where all things is there. The Mandarin word is very good. One Wu. One Wu and what already? I forgot already. Yeah. Means the whole Tao is the oneness. Everything is inside there. The phenomenal and the pneumonal, they are all there. Yeah. But from there, the pneumonal, it manifests the phenomena. You understand? The phenomena is actually condition arising from the pneumono. You know what is the pneumono? Yeah? The opposite of phenomena. The pneumono is like that great void, unless or not, nothing inside there, that nature. But from there, the phenomena will come about. Understand or not? So the phenomena will, you cannot say it's inside the pneumono. But from there, it arises. You see? So to understand this, you need to silence and go in. And realize what that thing is. You need to go to Bodhisattva and stabilize all this. Okay?